This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love. Now,
what's happening?
Welcome to Chatterbox. Now, it's a different time slot than we're used to. Welcome back to us, I say.
My love, we're finally back.
We are. We've been taking 6 months off, which has been quite lovely, actually.
Yes.
But I just want to reassure people that haven't heard us before. We've been on air for at least a good 12, 18 months prior to this. We took 6 months off and we've come back.
Yes.
If you listen
Do you feel lighter and tightened, my love?
No, I don't, because we're both full of a cold. And if I sounded like... Did you chat about with better than I do on Joy 94.9 on the introduction? And I'm really sorry.
I thought I'd sound more like B. Arthur, but I think I sound more like Harvey Weinstein. Ma, what are you doing, Ma? You're ruining my life.
So, Brett, what is Chatterbox about for people that haven't heard us before? Because we're a little bit earlier than we would normally be.
We are, because we used to be in at 10 o'clock Wednesdays, but now our fabulous new spot at 9 p.m. Tuesday night. Chatterbox is, my love, it's Joy's late night chat show, isn't it? And we invite a member of the GLBTIQ community on, and they tell us a little bit about their life through song and chat, a little bit like Desert Island Discs in the UK.
That's right. They get to choose four songs, and it basically tells their story. So, we're super lighthearted. If you're expecting the world at war, don't tune out. Just stick with us. Because we're lots of fun.
Take off your slippers and pop on your sling backs. That's what we want
to hear. But one thing I would like to say is a big part of Chatterbox is we love audience interaction. So,
absolutely.
If you've got anything to say at all, we don't care what it is. We've got a gorgeous guest tonight, the lovely Jake Shackleton, who you'll meet just after our first track. Yes.
You always start our show with a cracking track.
Well, I thought I'd pick this because we're back again.
Let's hope I don't knock it this time.
So, in the words of Lonnie Gordon, I can believe this is happening all over again.
It is, honey.
You're listening to Brett and Andrew on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was our first track, which was Lonnie Gordon.
With Happening All Over Again.
And we are happening all over again because we're back after a 6 month absence.
Absolutely. And of course, look, whilst we were just having a bit of a chit chat then, well, actually, what we should do first
is introduce our guest.
Is introduce our lovely guest.
Welcome to Chatterbox, the lovely Jake Shackleton.
Yay!
No, you need to clap yourself so it sounds like
so it's more people in. Darling, it's radio. It's all about the noise.
Welcome to Chatterbox, Jake.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Andrew.
Now, Jake, we were just saying then, we were talking about Lonnie Gordon, and Andrew and I both went to a nightclub in Perth many years ago called Connections, and it reminds us of Connections, and Connections just celebrate its 40 years as a gay club.
It's the oldest gay bar, apparently, in the Southern Hemisphere. It's 40 years old.
Wow.
So have you ever been there?
I've never been to Perth.
It shows every year, I swear to God. It's like every year of Connections. You can, when you walk in there, it's like the carpet is like It's like Velcro carpet.
Now, Jake, you're one of our friends who actually lives literally two streets away from the studio down in downtown Melbourne.
True. Melbourne 3000.
You are our most urban of guests.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Really. Now, I think we met you, what was it, about 6-7 months ago?
In person we met 6 months ago, but I feel like I've known you guys for about 10 years.
Have you been a long-time listener?
Long-time listener, and of course a number of good friends who are good friends of you guys. So
yeah,
I'd be, you know, we'd hear stories. Oh, we're going to Brett and Andy's. So, oh, they're going there. And finally we got to meet this
so you
year.
Know what you're in for.
Yes, absolutely. And we haven't looked back.
We'll try to be very gentle. Very, very gentle, Jack. Now, whilst we've been talking, boys, I can't believe this. It's only 9:07 at our new spot at Joy 94.9. We've already had a message. Like my love.
Lovely Mikey.
We've been doing this show for a year,
yeah,
Jake.
No,
you think
I know.
When I go,
like? You pointed to the sky.
We've been
though.
Doing it. How long?
Anyway, it's a visual thing, so nobody at home can see it. So it says, Mikey here, excited to hear Jake on air. Honestly, I'm amazed he's available in the country and not on some exotic holiday. That boy gets around. You jet about a bit, don't you?
Yes, baby. Yeah, a little bit, I do. Yeah, I do. I could go 2 overseas trips a year
good
at least.
International jet-setting guests. That's what we love. Now, you had a recent move. When we first met you, I think we went to your fabulous apartment, which was in Flinders Lane.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And I hadn't been to an apartment in the city for such a long time, and we went up there and walked out onto this magnificent terrace that overlooked skyscrapers and other people's apartments.
And the air-conditioning cooling towers from the building next door. But we looked past those.
But I think a sweatshop as well.
Yes. And a dentist as well.
And one of your neighbours, she never wore any pants, Jake, and that was disturbing for everyone.
It was, yes.
And she was, which is, you forget when you're living in a city that you have to put up with everyone being so much closer, and you sort of have to get used to the lack of intimacy, so to speak, or lack of privacy, I should say.
But you've just moved into a new, fabulous, just as fabulous apartment, also in the city.
Yes, we have actually, yeah. So we got kind of booted out of Flinders Lane, for good reasons, not for bad reasons. But now, we've found a fabulous replacement a couple of blocks away. And looking forward to having some good times in
a
new
wonderful
place, just down the road.
Fabulous.
Hey, well, you're listening to Chatterbox. My love, 9 o'clock. We're still a bit amazed at this 9 o'clock segment, aren't we?
Oh, well, normally we're 10 o'clock.
I know.
So we're a little bit ahead of ourselves at the moment.
I know. I'm sort of like going, the sun's only just gone down. Where are we? But you are listening to Chatterbox Tonight on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Joy.org.au for the world.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Jake Shackleton, on Joy 94.9.
I didn't know Margaret Rutherford was in the studio with us. Now, Jake, part of Chatterbox is we're going to go back a little bit and start where little Jakey started off.
Okay.
Melbourne born?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was born just up the road at the Mercy Hospital in East Melbourne. My brother and I, I'm a twin.
Oh, are you really?
I always forget that you're a twin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he in Melbourne as well?
So he lives out with my parents.
Are you identical twins? Okay.
No, we're fraternal. But we were very similar growing up.
Yeah.
So, and I think sort of we would kind of, as we got older, we would sort of diverge away and then come back again. So over the years, we've sort of become more alike and then less alike and more alike over the years. So
was it just the two of you or you were part of a big family?
I've got an older sister, Jasmine. We grew up kind of in the northern part of Melbourne, in Epping, for the first few years.
Yeah.
And then Mum and Dad moved out to Wallen.
Now, where's Wallen?
Wallen's off the Hume Highway, about an hour's north of hours north of Melbourne.
If I'd been driving to Albury, would I have seen the turn-off?
Yes.
You
may have remembered it as Wallen.
But I thought...
Or would we have called it... Or Brett, would Brett have called it... Wallen. Because Brett likes to over-enunciate everything.
Look, I do actually blame people in Western Australia. We do pronounce things slightly differently than the rest of the country. We don't mean to. We just do. And it's good because remember my friend Peter, and he pronounces exactly the same, and he's from Perth as well.
Doesn't make it right.
No,
anyway,
it doesn't make it right.
So you moved to Wallen.
To Wallen, yes. Whereas my friends from Wallen, who I've grown up with, like to say Wong. Wong and Wong. I'll just Wong.
Is that sort of like, instead of saying Australia, where people say Australia?
Australia, it's just Wong.
Yeah. Wong. Wong.
Yeah. Make it lazy. Yeah. So how old were you when you moved to Wollongong?
I can remember moving there. So I think I was, must have been four.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then we went to either school the next year, or we might have been four and a half, five, and then started school.
Yeah.
But I remember it being like, you know, the block of land, the very sort of, you know, the Australian dream, the kind of the block of land with like, and there's no fences, but there was this enormous sort of park out the back of our place. Yeah.
For the first home, year or so. How many people would live in Wollongong?
When we were there was probably about 900,000
people. Okay, so it's
or
a really tight community.
But now it's quite a bit bigger because it's not that far from the city. But when I was growing up there, everybody knew each other.
So it was semi-rural, really.
Yeah, semi-rural, Yeah.
How exciting. I mean, look, for a bit, you see things from a different point of view when you're a kid, and everything seems so much bigger. And then when you go back, it's not that big. It's quite small.
I still have a look. When I go into the backyard at home, we had one of those Clark rubber above ground pools.
Yes.
That my dad magically appeared at Christmas one summer and was put up, and then the hose was put, you know, it took a whole day to fill up. And and it was, I think it was only up for, it was up for a few years. And, but then, you know, it kind of, it got forgotten about, really. And then it had to be taken down.
Became a duck pond.
For years and years. The grass. It's sort of all algae and green. Yeah. And
like a health hazard.
Mosquitoes.
And do you remember on the above ground pool, they would give you that blue, the blue lining.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a Hollywood blue.
That was
like,
just to hide the dirt.
No, pretty you had, much. To make sure, had to make sure you didn't have sharp toenails.
No, you couldn't because you'd bust it.
Absolutely. Make the whirlpool. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, the whirlpool, yes. Because, Andy, they used to be so small.
I know.
Oh, you do? Yeah, okay, sorry,
I know
darling.
About it.
And, but when they got removed, there's this patch of grass that's like, it's just whatever happened from that pool has just destroyed that soil underneath forever. So even when I go back to Mum and Dad's, I still can see the outline of the where the pool used to be.
Oh, no.
But it's a lot smaller. Yeah, when I was a kid, I thought it was this enormous pool, you know. Yeah,
so what was it like growing up in Wollongong?
Yeah, it was pretty fun, I must admit. We had horses growing up.
Oh, wow.
So that was really fun. Like, and my sister and my mum were riding to horses. So that was kind of fun.
Did you ride them or just feed them?
We used to ride them a little bit. My brother and I were kind of a little bit too little to be riding them.
Yeah. Okay.
We kind of would ride them every now and then, and we got to... we'd go to Pony Club with my sister and...
Pony Club.
Just to Pony Club, yes, to the Beveridge and District Pony Club.
And, do you know what? You throw a district in a title and you just get visions of women, like CWA women for me.
The interesting thing is you throw a beverage in, I'm there. You throw a what was the other one?
District.
District, Brett's in.
I'm there. Disciplinarian here. There's a committee. I need to be part of it.
But I used to be so jealous of all my sister's like riding ribbons that she got from her events.
Yeah.
She had this thing on the wall. I just wanted them. I used to go in there and play with them, put the sashes on, pretending I'd won all these riding competitions.
That was a beauty pageant. I was
going to say, was there a little bit of Miss Venezuela going on there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Always blue.
Always blue sash. Always the blue sash.
There's a little gay boy out there who didn't dream one day he was going to grow up to be Miss Guam. Let's face it.
Do you know the South American also? Let's just get off topic for a bit. Let's just look at the South American ones. When they did the national dress, and of course they don't do Miss Universe anymore and they've changed it, but the national dress, always when Miss Brazil came out, she was like she just came straight from Mardi Gras.
From Carnival.
It was all tits and feathers, and it was heaven.
I think in South America you've got two options. If you're a boy, soccer. If you're a girl, beauty queen. That's it. Otherwise, you just, I don't know, just become join a drug cartel.
So the Brazilians out there, hop online and give us some of your feedback.
Now, Jake.
Brett.
Part of Chatterbox is we bring in a lovely guest to not only talk about their life, but also talk about songs, which mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And your first song, which is, which I completely forgot this band is actually from my hometown.
Oh, you're Duffer?
I know. Which is the Eurogliders.
Yes.
Bloody Grace Knight.
Yep. Why did you choose this? Tell us what memories it evokes.
This track, I don't know what it is about the Eurogliders, but it just transports me back to a time in the 1980s as a child.
Yes.
And generally hot summers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really hot summers and, like, lots of dry, like, brown grass in Wollongong.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sitting in the back of the Kingswood, in the, getting burnt by the seats, with generally like my parents' hand, one of my parents' hands, kind of coming through the back to like smack my rat bag siblings and I's legs. It's that kind of track. And also that she had massive, big, buffy, perm, dark, curly hair. And I thought that was pretty amazing too.
Can I say, you've mentioned perms twice today. So we're going to come back to that.
Oh, we will. We'll come back to that.
And here is the Eurogliders now, guys, with Heaven Must Be There. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with old B. Arthur and the gang on Joy 94.9.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Now, that was the gorgeous Jake Shackleton's first choice for the night.
It was, my love. Eurogliders with Heaven Must Be There.
Oh, it's a great old Perth Aussie track, Brett.
Now, do you remember? Okay, so back in probably about 87, 88, the Eurogliders, they used to do this thing. They still do it in Perth, the telethon.
Right.
And they appeared and they sung that song three times over the course of the weekend. Or should I say, they mimed that song poorly three times over the course of the weekend. Hey, we've had a couple of messages come through.
We really have. We've had one that says, and it's no name.
Yes.
Faceless.
Yes.
It's so good to hear you boys back on air. I've been having.
Yes. And I think. The next part is says, and I've been having Chatterbox withdrawals.
Oh, bless.
The second part of the message just came through. Hearing that familiar laughter is so therapeutic. Welcome back, Chris from Yarraville.
Oh, hello, Chris from Yarraville. That's a lovely thing because somebody just said to us that they used to listen to us at 10 o'clock at night and we used to wake them up with our laughing, which is lovely. It's the lovely lady in reception who's adorable. We met her tonight. Hello.
Now, my love.
She said we should be on at 9, so we won't wake her up.
All right. My love.
Yes.
Also, we've heard from, lovely to hear you boys again. You've been Miss Love, Missy Moo.
Oh, thank you, Missy Moo.
We just don't know who Missy Moo is, but we love to hear from our Joy listeners.
Brett, sorry, I just gasped over the top of you. We've got our gorgeous guest, Jake Shackleton, here tonight. And for those of you that have just tuned in, Chatterbox is a talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTI community to choose four songs and tell their story.
And this is the part of the show. Well, yes. We normally ask our guest about their coming out story.
Well, absolutely. So, Jake, you just told us that, obviously, your first song was Eurogliders and you grew up in Ballin?
Hey, Wallen.
Wallen, sorry. Oh, no. Oh.
Someone hasn't been paying attention, Jake. No,
that's okay. Actually, people do make that mistake. They call, like, Ballan. Ballan? Ballan.
Say, I didn't make it up. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
No, either way, north.
North, all right,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, this is one of my favourite parts of the show, I've got to be honest. Tell us a little bit about your coming out story, because everybody's coming out story is very personal. Yeah. And we're desperate to know yours.
So I guess growing up in Wallen, I had a really big family. So
yep.
I was like I've got like 29 or 30 first cousins on my dad's
side.
Wow. So we always had lots of kids and lots of cousins, and you know, we were always going out and visiting people. So
like Walton's Mountain.
Yeah. So my dad's got six brothers or five brothers or something. Five brothers.
Wow.
Six brothers. Five. Anyway. And so there was, and they're all quite, you know, real sort of
blokes.
They're real blokes. They're covered in tats. You know, they like a beer and footy and all that kind of thing. Anyway. And then I went to high school in Broadford, which is about another 30 minutes north of Wallen.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that was a similar kind of thing, a real country sort of upbringing, I guess. So there wasn't really much in the way of, I guess...
GLBTI?
GLBTI community. Yep. Or even really, like, I hadn't really sort of met any gay people, I guess, growing up. So, and then when I was about 15 or 16... I joined a theatre company in an amateur theatrical society.
Yep.
Broadford Amateur Theatrical Society.
I'm smelling some sort of homosexual committee going on here.
No, it wasn't that. Wow. It was a homosexual. It was just a very, it felt like I'd kind of was seeing an alternative to football.
Yeah. And, yes.
Well, Pony Club was obviously, if I had gone along with that, I would have been fine. Yeah. Doing dressage, doing my flying changes. And I love Princess Anne, so, you know, that kind of, you know.
I know, royalty, and they get to use the term dressage. Yeah. I mean, come on.
And anything with a ribbon, let's face
it. Absolutely. So, yeah, that was kind of, I guess, like, yeah.
So what age was that?
I would have been 14 or 15,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But I played piano kind of growing up I had the aim of sort of going to university and studying piano at Melbourne Uni. And so I sort of found a group of friends that weren't really into that sort of thing. So I found a kind of other sort of culture going on in Wallen and Broadford. Yep. And it was going on band camps and things like that, you know, so music camps in the Upper Goulburn Schools area. So I felt like I there. And then when I finally got to university, and a little bit, I guess, with Heaven, the song Heaven Must Be There, was that, you know, there's talking about people living in the desert or being in this sort of place that I want to be in.
Yep.
As much as I loved Wallen when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I kind of did struggle with being in that kind of, that sort of lack of GLBT kind of.
So did you go to university in Wallen?
I went to Melbourne University and studied music.
And is
originally.
That when you really, everything sort of
absolutely.
Starts to fall into place?
Oh, yeah, totally. I started seeing, you know, obviously, guys that were in relationships together and started getting like crushes on people that weren't sort of like unrequited high school crushes. And that sort of got to this point where I was just absolutely, you know, busting to tell somebody. And, and because of that, I started to, you know, sort of, I guess, feel a little bit trapped and probably not as happy as I could have been living there. And eventually I kind of fessed up to my sister and sort of she knew something was up. So, and my nan or my dad's mother also kind of suspected something wasn't right. So she was kind of planting the seed a bit.
Were they supportive?
They were fantastic. Yeah. So that was sort of, I told my sister and then within a kind of couple of days or even maybe the next day, I got the courage up to tell my mum. I remember she was hanging out the washing.
Yeah,
I was out there. She was sort of in her nightie, hanging out, things on the line, and I she asked her, you know, why are you feeling the way you are? You know, something's not right. And I told her, and then the first thing was to sort of go straight into like sort of busy mode. So she said, well, you have to tell your father. So then she got busy cooking a pork roast for the evening. So, and then once the roast was done, we sort of sat around, and it was this sort of official, sort of I guess like a family meeting. They didn't happen very often, you know. And so my sister was there, and my brother and my dad. I hadn't told them. So, and then, I just came out and told them, I'd never been with anybody. I'd never met a guy or had a, you know, a relationship or anything like that.
But you just knew.
I just knew, And I felt, I kind of glad I did that because I got a pretty honest relationship with my parents. And I think it would have been worse if I hadn't have sort of told them what was going on in my life at that time.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I think a lot of, I know personally for me, I did a little bit of, it wasn't for long, I did a little bit of sneaking around. And it was just until I felt comfortable to be able to tell my parents. But that was the worst part for me, was the sneaking around part.
Yeah.
Once I'd actually told them, it was a massive weight off my shoulders.
Absolutely.
So were your parents and family, you said you come from a big family, they all really supportive of you?
They were great. And one of the things that was, I guess, when I started talking to my father about it more, I sort of, he asked me, you know, what was it sort of like, kind of, when did you know and all that sort of thing. And I said it was really hard growing up around this kind of very strong kind of male
yeah.
presences. I said, oh, you know, I'd hear stuff that people would say, and they never mean it maliciously.
Yeah.
But I took on every single one of those comments.
Yeah.
And then I told him about that. I said, oh, well, you know, I'm worried about how some of your brothers are going to take it, or, you know, some of my older male cousins, or, you know, some of my younger male cousins.
Yeah, yeah.
But then eventually everyone was really just fantastic. And in that kind of really fiercely protective way.
Yeah, like, yeah.
As in, like, if you do something, I'll smash their head. You know, that kind of thing. It was a really aggressive way. If anyone does something to you, it's that kind of... So, you know.
We love our gay son, but if you come near him, we're going to cut a bit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox Tonight with Brett Nanny and our very special guest star, Jake. Only on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Jake Shackleton, on Joy 94.9.
Now, my love, we're at the halfway mark of the show, aren't we?
We are indeed. Now, if you haven't tuned into the show before, because we're on a new... Well, A, we're back after 6 months.
We're back. Ta-da.
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 And we're on a new night and a new time slot. We used to be on Wednesdays at 10. We're now on Tuesdays at 9, which is fantastic. Because
you and I get to fall asleep at a decent hour.
Absolutely.
We're very old, listeners. We're very, very old.
But we are a late night tour. Not a late night, but we're a talk show that bring in a member of the GLBTI community. And they get to choose 4 songs that best tell this story. And our guest tonight is the wonderful Jake. And just before we went to... the break, we talked about Jake's coming out story, which was really lovely.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing tonight, mate.
Now, Jake, your second track for the night is...
What have we got there? We've got Deeper Water by a Melbourne band, Deadstar.
So why did you choose that? Tell us what, out of all the songs in the history of songs, why did you choose that as your second one?
You're being very dramatic tonight, my love.
I've been off here for 6 months. Oh, can you give me a break?
This song was like featured kind of heavily... I think they used it on the panel, the TV show, the panel.
They
and they used, also used it on, I think it was on Triple J Hottest 100 that year.
This got such a good, didn't it?
Yeah, and then there was also, I think in the opening sequence of the pilot of The Secret Life of Us.
Yeah.
And for anyone, I think of anything about that time, it's totally, this song just transports me back to coming to Melbourne University and going out and meeting boys and having a great time.
This is really, it's a very much a 90s song. It's also very much an Australian 90s song.
Like it's
well.
Kind of like a millennial.
Millennial.
Oh, I like that.
That's very nice, isn't it?
Well, pop it on, Brett.
Oh, look, hang on. I'm just turning on the microphone now, my love. Here it is, Deeper Water with Deadstar. You're listening to Chatterbox Tonight on Joy 94.9.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Jake Shackleton on Joy 94.9.
Oh, my love. Now, look, we were having a bit of chit-chat before. We were trying to work out because, Jake, you and your partner have been together, well, you just said 11 years in January.
Yes, wow. That's right.
So when did you meet Lee?
I met the gorgeous Lee when I was 23.
So not long after you'd come down to Melbourne to study.
Yeah, I'd gone to university... few years and then I for about 4 years and then I sort of had a couple of years off or a year or so off and you know, had kind of got, you know, well and truly had a great time in those 4 years, shall I say. I certainly didn't
that was sort of like the Barbara Cartland version of like someone moving, seeing two people kiss on the beach and moving to like moving palm trees. That was very eloquently done, Jake.
It's the gay okie pokey.
Yeah.
Right, so So, yeah, I kind of, you know, I felt it seemed right at the age of 23 after.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. And I just, it was just different with him. I sort of met someone who I...
So how did you meet?
We actually met through a friend who was studying with Lee. I worked with a friend of mine, Vaughan. I went to a party in St Kilda, and I remember seeing it seems a little bit psycho when you hear it this way, but there was a photo of Lee on Vaughan's fridge, and they danced together at Lee's a dancer.
Yep.
And I saw the photo, and then a few weeks later I answered the door at the party, and he was standing at the door, and I introduced myself as though I felt like I already known him. You know, I was like, "Oh, hi, Lee. I'm Jake." Da 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 da. He's like, "Oh, hi," and he sort of like strolled off past me, and then sort of made eyes at each other at the party, and then the next day we caught up. It was midsummer, I think 2005, the carnival down at St Kilda. We met there, and we haven't looked back really. Oh. I pretty much moved in within a few weeks.
Oh, midsummer, bringing people together since 2005.
I was going to say, Jake, you sound a little bit like me.
We're
lesbians. We move in after the second date. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
I want to say a big hi to all those lovely ladies out there. I think you know what I mean.
Speaking of lovely ladies, we've had a couple of messages in.
Oh,
we've had
one
from the gorgeous... A dear friend of Jake's and a dear friend of ours.
Yes.
Which says, "Welcome back to the Airwaves, boys. So good this Tuesday 9 p.m. slot. Loving the Shackleton session so very much. Sally, Big X."
Oh, bless. And we've also had another one saying, "Great to have you back. Love champagne breath." Now, that could be any one of our friends. That could be your friend, Jake. Could be somebody that we know.
Well, it could be loving our champagne breath, or it could be love from champagne breath.
Or just loving champagne.
Lovely.
That always works really well as well. My goodness. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our super fantastic guest, Jake, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the gorgeous Jake Shackleton, on Joy 94.9.
Now, look, my love, we're running out of time.
I can't believe it. We're flying through it. But before we run out of too much time, I do want to talk to Jake, because Jake is one of our more travelled guests.
Yes.
You've just been on a marvellous holiday, haven't you?
Well, yes, kind of semi-work, and then the end of it was... travel.
Tell us about the travel part, not the work part.
So, I guess sort of the years that I've been with Lee, sort of travelled the world quite a bit, dancing for contemporary dance companies in Melbourne and other places, and his own work. And that's kind of allowed us, I guess, to sort of travel quite a bit. And I spent a lot of time in the States and a lot of time in Europe, and I've got a particular liking for Portugal. That's one of the places
you were there recently, weren't you?
Yeah. So a number of years of learning the language, and I love the culture there and the food and the people.
Yeah. I made a very flippant comment on Facebook saying the only thing good in Portugal is the belts.
But the belts are very good, though.
You put me in my place very quickly.
My love, the tarts are very good as well.
They are amazing.
And so is the vino.
The vino, the sardines.
The sardines.
There's a lot more.
There's a lot more, my love.
And tarts, Brett.
And there's always a photo. I do love, there's constant photos of you and Lee in quite exotic locations. But you have this thing about chairs, I've noticed. There's certain poses that you like.
Yes. So we have this sort of series of portraits that we do if ever the opportunity arises. Generally serious in nature.
Very serious.
The last one I think that we did together was in Penang in a Chinese mansion.
Tell us, what is it? I haven't seen them.
They're like just sort of serious poses, and they're kind of like the one that I think that people are most our friends who know about it or Facebook or social media is one where we're sitting out in a paddock in the middle of the bush, sort of just out of Bendigo, on this throne.
Yes, and it's and
Lee sitting there with
the biggest
Game of Thrones
sort of like velvet. Like, it's very lavish. Lee's draped like a 17th century dandy king, and you're sort
the
of like...
long of bone, you see. Lee's very long of bone.
Do you know what? Lee can give Sid Charisse a run for his money. He's got great legs.
He's like European royalty. He's just long.
He's just long. Darling, I'm so long. I start in Paris and end in Vienna.
Now, darling, a big part of Chatterbox is you get to choose four songs, and the third song you've chosen for the night is?
This is a classic song.
It is a classic. It's my absolute favourite song in the whole world. I probably listen to this song at least once a week.
Yeah. Why? And what makes you love it?
It's a song that can, depending on your mood, it can either make you feel very warm and fuzzy, and then it's also got this amazing sort of capacity to like wreak utter devastation.
Break your heart.
And it's got one of the best saxophone solos I've ever heard.
So without further ado, what have you chosen for your third
track? I've chosen Love and Affection by Joan Armatrading.
Oh, great choice. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Jake on Joy 94.9.
Where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back and really laugh, really laugh. Thank you. You took me dancing across the floor, cheek to cheek, but with a lover I could really move, really move. I could really dance, really dance, really dance, really dance. I could really move, really move, really move, really move. Now if I can feel the sun in my eyes and the rain on my face, why can't I
listen to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Jake Shackleton on Joy 94.9. Now, before we... Well, no, not before we go. We've got some fabulous messages that have come through.
Now, my love.
Yes.
First off, the lovely Lachlan of Wyndham Vale have said, hello, boys, welcome back. Love you long time.
Oh, thank you so much, Lachlan of Wyndham Vale. I've seen you on Facebook. Love you long time, too.
Oh, bless. Hey. Who's next, my love?
It says, hey, boys, loving the show. Good to have you back. Love, Amity and Dan from Brunswick. Thanks, guys.
The next message is, look out, Airways. Those lucky bitches are back. Hurrah. That's from the lovely Erin and Mark. And a big shout out for Marky Mark's last of his 30 starting tomorrow. Mark, happy birthday.
What are you still doing up at this hour? Your babysitter should have put you to bed 8.
Yes. Now, this is usually the time where we go into your favourite segment, my love.
It is Out of the Box, where we ask 3 questions, but tonight we don't have 3 questions.
Because we've run out of bloody time.
We've gabbled on. We've gabbled on too long, quite
bloody
frankly.
Hell.
But we're going to ask, it's where we normally ask our guests an awkward set of questions for the night.
Yes.
But we've only got time for 1 question tonight.
So what is the lovely question you're going to pose to
Jay? Who is your least, lovely Jay Shackleton, who is your least favourite celebrity?
Angel from Home and Away, otherwise known as Melissa George. Angel from Home and Away, Melissa George.
She would hate you for that. Well, now, why? Why do you...
She said in an interview recently that she hates it when anyone refers to her as Angel from Home and Away. And I'm like, that's...
And she grew up in my neighbourhood. Oh,
we went to school, didn't she?
We went to school together. Her sister was in my year and Melissa was in 2 years below me. And... She was the state's champion of ice skating or roller skating.
Yeah, I think I've read
she was
that.
State champion. Yeah. She was always a performer and she was always very good at acting.
Yeah. She's obviously done very well for herself, you know.
But what's your beef with her, Jake?
I think she sort of went from playing Angel, this kind of Bogan in Summer Bay, and then became this quite pretentious sort of actress in New York and Hollywood, and she just said some really
such
pretentious sounding things.
Such magical roles as the Amityville Horror. Can I say, I remember her, and I will not be blacklisted for this, and I will, because I will stand up in court in a hat with a veil.
Yep, here we go. Soapbox time, Jake.
I remember her, she would have been about 15 or 16, and she would troll around the gay bars in Perth. She was the most delightful little...
She's been vile tonight.
No, she was delightful. She was a delightful little...
Poppers.
Can we say fag hag? No, we can't. Oh, no, we can't. Anyway, but she was a delightful little straight girl that hung around gay men. Right. She wasn't delightful at all.
Well, with that, before I get burnt at the stake next time I go to Perth, hey, you're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Jake Shackleton on Joy 94.9. We've just had malicious Melissa George's lawyers on the phone, so we have to stop talking.
We're not allowed to talk about... I'm not allowed to talk about her,
talk about Angel
the George family, Angel again.
From Home and Away.
Home and Away.
Speaking of Perth,
yes,
we've had a lovely message come through saying, yes, Chatterbox and Jake, gold for Australia, Jen from Brunswick of Mandurah.
On Mandurah. Couldn't help it, Jen.
And finally, we've got, someone sent us a bloody picture message. We'll come back to that next week. But finally, we've got, oh my, blessed I am. Here you are, Philippa from Yarraville.
Hi, Philippa from Yarraville.
Yay.
We love you.
We love you, darling. Now, Jake, it's the final song of the night. Do you want to set it up for us? Why did you choose this one?
Well, it's a bit of a camp one, this one, but I think anyone who grew up in the 1980s knows this song. Wouldn't know it word for word, pretty much. It is Without Us by Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, and I hope one day that I'll be able to walk down the aisle with this track with my lovely boyfriend.
Oh, wonderful. Look, you've been a delightful guest. Thank you so much for being our first guest back for this season.
It was a delight. Thank you very much, boys.
Jake, thank you so much for coming on Chatterbox tonight. My love.
Yes.
Any final words?
No, look, it's lovely to be back. Thank you so much, Jake. And we will see you next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Thank you so much. Good night, Melbourne.
See you next Tuesday. Good night, Australia.
We'll be together for a million more.
Ooh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby? Without us, what would we do, baby? Without us, and there ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby? Without us, sha la la la.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.